Good evening to our wonderful listeners, and we want to officially welcome you to episode one of our Abundant Living Everyday series, where real people come together to share their stories on how they strive to live abundantly every day. With that being said, I am extremely excited to introduce our first guest, Reverend Almandie Savoy, or better known to me as Grandma. But Miss Savoy, how would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, I'll introduce myself. My name is Alma Dunbar Savoy. I am an ordained minister, so a lot of people call me Reverend Savoy. Been ordained for about 20 years or so, and I am a preacher and a teacher of God's word. I am a mother and a grandmother, a great grandmother. I am an aunt. I think that's it. I don't know, maybe cousins. That's who I am. I'm just excited about being able to share my story.
You're sorry. Great. So it's like you a little bit of everything. So Grandma or Reverend Savoy, how would you describe yourself, like your personality and someone first meeting you? How would you describe yourself?
Well, I would describe myself as someone that's very quiet, really easygoing, friendly, like people, but I like listening and I would describe myself as probably a very quiet person.
The philosopher William James once said, "The great use of life is suspended for something that will outlast us." So, what from your life do you feel will outlast you?
I think, and one of the things, the reasons why we're here tonight and being able to share this, absolutely convinced as we look at life and as I look at life, the things that's going to outlast my life and our life is going to be my story, what I'm all about, my legacy, what I would like to leave, So my story is something that I think is going to outlast my life, and I hope, my family, my children, my grandchildren, though the members in my church and the my family and friends will also share, about my life as well after I'm gone. So that's something I hope what I shared with them or what I deposited in them in terms through my preaching and teaching. So I hope that will outlast me.
Wow. And we hope to have you here for a very much for a longer time. So with that being said, what is your story and why did you feel like you wanted to start this YouTube channel?
Well, my story is, I feel that my story is not anything so unusual. I'm not a famous person, I don't think any books will be written about me or any songs will be sung about Alma Dunbar Savoy. However, I just feel that God has given me a passion because it wasn't anything that I was thinking of myself, but God laid on my heart that, we see famous people, they're all over TV and books are written about famous people, but I believe that regular people have something to share. When I look at my mother and father and even family members and friends that I've known that have passed on, they have a lot of them have gone through so much and really persevered, and they really, you know, looked at the Word of God and was able to persevere holding on to the Word of God. So I just think that that needs to be shared. And when we look at today with technology, with podcasts, YouTube material, that's there forever. It'll be there. And regular people like me and you can share their story, can tell their story. And so you'll be able to share with your, you know, children, and they'll be able to share. Well, my grandma story is on, you know, it's a podcast or it's on YouTube. So that's what it's all about. A passion that I believe God has laid on my heart, that regular people have made such contributions to this world. You know, like I said, it might not be noticed by anybody but their family members or their church or, you know, and their small community, but they've made such such extraordinary contributions through their perseverance, through going through what they've gone through. And all of us go through so many things in this life. So that's why I feel it's important.
You know, not one story is the same. So getting real people's perspective is a great path to get there.
Right.
So
right.
On to my next question. So what do you believe is going to be the greatest value in telling your story?
Well, I believe the greatest value is going to be that someone else will hear my story or, you know, read the transcript of the story somewhere, and they will be encouraged by that. And they will be able to say that if that woman, you know, from who was born in the South, you know, my father didn't have an education, but he had a desire for his children to be educated, and he encouraged us to, you know, work hard and to get an education and to be able to make a contribution to your community, make a contribution to life, and not just make it all about yourself. And I think so, if someone will be encouraged to maybe something is not going right in their life, or they might be encouraged by my story, that to me is going to be the greatest value from sharing my story.
Okay. And just to share a personal experience, I know you lost your son. Do you mind elaborating about the losses and et cetera? Or what are some of the lessons you have learned from the worst times in your life?
Yeah.
Example of losing your son.
Yeah. So I lost my son when he was 18 years old. And even though it's been, you know, close to 40 years ago, that is something that you don't get over it. You know, you live with that, and that is always on your mind in terms of, you know, what would he have been doing? You know, would he have had kids? You know, would he have, you know, succeeded in this and those kinds of things? So many of us share losses. We know in today that's in 2023, the violence for young people and so many moms who've lost their children, you know, but being able to, work through grief and persevere. Those kinds of losses and tragedies, my son was such a tremendous young man. He had just finished high school. He was a, you know, star basketball player. He was a star football player. You know, he had just finished high school, and they went out on a party boat and just to share, with, you know, with friends, before they all went off to, college. He drowned, you know, getting a life raft that, you know, had fallen off the boat, and, But so that kind of loss, and we live in a time where, like I said, the violence, the school shootings, and there's so much loss. But being able to work through and to persevere, mm-hmm. it was a hard, you know, I think the first year after my son drowned, I cried every day. I didn't want to go on, but it was something in the Word of God that I kept hearing in my head that encouraged me and kept me going to go on and to say that I have, you know, two other children, and to get to the point where I could thank God for children, you know, my two other children, and to also to be able to live. For them to see that even though I wanted to give up, I wanted to stop because the grief is just so tremendous and so overwhelming when you lose, you know, someone at that age, you know, mm-hmm. someone, you there know, you you're supposed to outlive your children, you know, they're right. supposed to be, they're supposed to be. But and so when that happens, to be able to go on, to persevere. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking at, stories of, mm-hmm. Persons who've suffered incredible losses, you know, had incredible, you know, mishaps and things to happen to them in life, mm-hmm. because there's such a lot of bad stuff that happens, you know, in this world. But to keep going, mm-hmm. to be able to trust God and to keep going.
Okay. So would you say the way you persevered was relying on God heavily?
Yes. You know, family and friends, mm-hmm. And God most of all, and the Word of God, you know, mm-hmm. being able to read the Word of God and to hold on to the Word of God, trust the Word of God, and to see God work through His Word. You know, to bring comfort. You have memories, and I had, and everyone that knew Patrick, you know, such beautiful memories of him, because mm-hmm. he was such a tremendous young man, as I said. And but the memories keep you going, and your family and your friends, the Word of God keeps you going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Question. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. What would you say your hope is from telling your story?
My hope is, as I, you know, as we're saying, nobody is going to tell my story but me. Nobody is going to tell, and I hope we have persons who reach out and say, I want to share my story. Mm-hmm. But nobody's going to tell that for us. I heard someone famous, and you know, they were talking about you know, this famous person and sharing, and the person said something that really struck me, and they said, nobody wants to hear from a person's story who just a regular person. Mm-hmm. And that struck me as I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I believe that there are such contributions made by regular people who every day just making it, just, you know, mm-hmm. doing what you need to do to take care of your family or to, you know, get an education, that mm-hmm. that where maybe no one will, maybe you're not famous, but there is value in that, and someone needs to hear that. And if nothing more than your own family, to have your story in these podcasts and, you know, putting these stories on YouTube channels, it will be there. It will be there forever, you know. And if you just want to say, you know, go to, you know, Apple Podcasts or whatever, and listen to my story. My story is there. There was this, you know, YouTube channel that had this this program, Abundant Living Every Day, talking about telling regular people's stories. And, mm-hmm. and so just to have that there, you know, in infinity. It's going your story. We're going to, you know, we're going to broadcast your story, put your story where it will be there. And so everyone can hear your story, how you made it, how you felt about, you know, your life, you know, some of the tragedies that you had in your life and how you were able to keep going. Or maybe it did stop you for a while. What did you do to get your momentum back? Or what did you do to get back on the track?
Exactly. Like I said earlier, not one story is the same. And everyone can take a piece to help move on and to help go on in their own lives.
And everyone has value. I think everyone has value, and it might not, you know, the value that I offer to life might not be what you offer, what someone else offer. Yeah, maybe I haven't made a movie, or maybe I'm not, you know, a basketball player, or maybe I'm not, you know, a person with a whole lot of money or whatever, but I have value. That God has blessed me to be able to do whatever it is I'm doing, you know, even if it's just making it through disease or through, you know, illnesses or through tragedies, whatever. If I'm making it, if I'm persevering, and if I can keep going each day, that adds value.
No, that's right. Amen to that, girl. On to our next question. What are some things you find as you grow older are most important to you?
Family. I just, you know, had the privilege of sharing in a wonderful family reunion, and we had not been able to get together since it's I don't know. So whenever you're listening to my story, it's 2023, and we are coming out of a pandemic. And so we had prior to the pandemic, you know, we had regular family reunions, and by my family coming from a place, and so many of us are in different places, so it's always a treasure when we're able to get together. So it's been like 3 years since we've been able to get together. So my family was able to come together and just to share a really good time. We were in the great state of North Carolina. My nephew was in a place called Southern Pines, North Carolina, and my nephew just hosted us, and we had such a marvelous time. And so as we were able to share, family is so important, being able to come together as a family. Also, you know, having my faith has been one of the things that has kept me going. And trusting in God and seeing how God has blessed and worked even through tragedies in life. And like I said, it's so much bad because sin is in the world and there's so much evil in the world. But even through that, God has been faithful. So those are the kinds of things that keep me going.
Yeah, and it was a very beautiful family reunion, if I might add.
Yes, it was.
I've been enjoying myself, Grandma, but we are at the last question. Okay. So what are some things that excite you about life, particularly about sharing your story or leaving your legacy behind?
Yeah, just very, very excited. I'm very excited that we're finally being able to get person's stories out. This is our first one that we're really sharing. I have a couple that we did prior that we have to post as well. And then we'll be sharing just regular person's story. So that is something that really, really excites me about your legacy, about your being able to share your legacy, your story, and being able to have that. So that's out there. I mean, you know, for everyone being able to share that, and just the belief that someone might hear my story or your story or someone else's story and be encouraged to say, I can make it. You know, I can go on. I can, you know, achieve my goals, whatever it is. It might not be the biggest thing, or I might not, you know, make it to California or whatever, Hollywood or whatever, but what in my own space, in my own world, if I'm, you know, doing what I can do, if I'm sharing the word of God, if I'm, you know, trusting in God and moving forward in life. Life is so precious and so short. So if we're moving forward and sharing and serving and giving, that's what life is all about.
Yeah. And Grandma, I just want to commend you for one, even having this idea and telling your story, and even me just knowing you on a personal level, just all the things that you have accomplished on your own. And like I always tell you, Grandma, never stop moving, because that's when you get old. So thank you so much for allowing me to share your story on the Abundant Living Everyday Legacy series. We are sharing stories of ordinary men and women whom God has done some extraordinary things, like yourself, in our lives, and telling our stories of abundant living each and every day. Okay. So as the curtain falls on today's story, remember there's a story waiting in each hand, in each and every one of us, just waiting to be shared. So click on the contact form below and we will reach out to you, or you can reach out to us by email at abundantlivingeveryday@gmail.com.
Right, thank you so much. Good night. Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Well, it might not be good night, but okay. Very good. Okay. So now you stay on. So we can, how do I just
for the symbol
stop?